Betsy Ann Thomas here. We are the voices
of America.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just so excited about that incredible speech that Trump gave last night at the final day of the RNC convention. And this symbol, that's what I want to talk to you, everybody. You saw how fabulous it was. You saw the words, but we want to talk a little bit about the speech because, as always, Douglas will have so many more insights than many of us could comprehend in just watching it that one evening. And then I want to go over some of the symbolism that you may have missed. But as far as the speech, I was so glad to hear him say that a campaign promise going forward will be school choice. Parents want school choice. We don't want to send our children to these indoctrination centers run by these crazy radical teachers.
That's for sure. And that's such a historic thing to say. I mean, nobody's ever said, let the money follow the children instead of let it follow the Democrat institutions that create millages on communities that don't even have any children. You know, there are communities where literally there are no children and there are no schools open, but they still have millages for the schools. Anyway, it was historic. It was absolutely unprecedented. And to me, shocking. And the reason it was shocking to me was because Demon Rat National Convention wasn't a convention. It was just a mess. It looked like it was a high school project for Chinese Zoom credits.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It looked like a Zoom conference. And in fact, they couldn't even fill all the little squares in their Zoom conference. It was very sad and pathetic. But of course, what would you expect from a party that's running for president, a candidate who clearly has dementia, and a vice presidential candidate who is clearly an illegal alien? And that's why I say, you know, that Trump, when Trump came out and gave that speech and we saw those fireworks, hey, that was putting a stake in the ground. He owns it. There is no way they're going to win the next cycle in the elections just because of their health and their legal issues.
Well, because we have riots and a pseudo-civil war going on in Democrat cities across the nation, Trump basically was celebrating his victory of his second term last night. Trump 2020 in the fireworks, the most beautiful fireworks I think maybe I've ever seen except in Asia. He completely capitalized on all the symbology and all of the traditions in history. And this is the deal. The Democrats right now want to go with Sharia law. They want to go with no police. They want to go with the Green New Deal. These are things that can't exist in reality. And so it shows you that the mob rule of the Democrats has to do with false ideology, has nothing to do with reality. Now, I have a whole lot to say about what Trump said and didn't say last night. I'm going to say something about what he didn't say. He didn't say, hey, Hunter Biden is a criminal just like his dad, and his dad, Joe Biden, his brother James is a criminal. And every single Biden family member has been a criminal, including his wife. And it's well known, and they've received a $1.5 billion contract for his brother in Iraq to build buildings, homes. And he's never built a home or never done that before, ever. How about Hunter Biden's $1.5 billion in China? Trump went high. He did not go low. The Democrats went so low that anyone who votes for them is demented. I think we should change it from the Democratic Party to the Demented Party, because what we saw in contrast with what we saw last night in the entire Republican National Convention, first off, the genius of Trump to use the White House and use it only after the Democrats wouldn't let him use any cities, any major cities. And then most of the people didn't have a mask on. And at the first part of the show, if you watched it, you didn't see a single mask because they didn't focus on a single mask.
And they were packed in those seats. I mean, he was having a party in his backyard and he packed that in. They were sitting so close. There was no social distancing and only a few masks. And that was a symbol in itself.
Yes. And then at the end, the cameras found some people with masks and they kept coming back to them again and again and again. Now, what was that? At first, they were told by their propaganda masters, focus on the fact that nobody's wearing a mask. And then in the end, focus on the fact that people are wearing a mask. Now, that's trying to change the narrative, even as the mainstream media are filming it. Every single thing they do is absolutely thought through to make sure that it would have the greatest impact on subverting through subliminal messaging. So anyway, Trump, what happened last night? First off, the night before, Melania spread the oil of Gilead, the calming balm of Gilead, of Christen oil, of the anointing oil upon everyone. She did not say one bad thing. Just like Trump, when he described Joe Biden, he described him as somebody who's in the past, basically, because he doesn't even exist in the present. He's certainly not going to exist in the future. So I say Trump knows he's won. And I say everyone who saw last night what's going on knows he's won. And we've told you from the beginning, and we told you the exact number. Any poll you see, add 25 points. So Trump isn't at 52% approval in America. He's at 77. And that's just a fact. And they've now proven it. They went back and different agencies said, well, look at who you've selected for your polls. And there's a 25% greater amount of Democrats in every single poll. How can that be? Because it's gone up. When Trump was fighting Clinton, it was 10 to 15% lies. Okay, so imagine a president with 77% approval. If he doesn't win, there will be a civil war. And I think that the Democrats know that. But you see, the Democrats are a bunch of sissies. And so when they come out and they want to have a peaceful protest, they complain that the other side has tear gas, though they have tear gas. They complain that the other side has guns, though they have guns. They're allowed to burn things and kill people and shoot people who have guns. And, you know, the peaceful protesters have this, right? Black Lives Matter. He literally almost said, he said three times, an organization, and then he described the effect of that organization. He wasn't talking about Antifa. He was talking about Black Lives Matter, which means he's one of the first people who has come out and truly called it what it is. Now, he also called out that he will, in a matter of minutes, solve any of these problems in these Democrat-ran cities. And when you hear these mayors and even Democrat governors speaking, every time they open their mouth, they prove that they are not worthy of being elected to be a dog walker. They can't be a safety guard for a school. These people are idiots, right? And so what we saw, the entire Democrat National Committee convention was no planks, absolutely no programs. And the one program that Joe has adopted, he got caught plagiarizing, taking it from the United Nations, and so they didn't even refer to it. But what does Trump have? I'm going to do everything I did before, and then I'm going to do all this. And he made a whole list of stuff, which is absolutely mind-boggling.
Just take a break there, because he also gave a shout out to Bill Barr. I mean, he called it out. The Obama administration was caught spying on his campaign, and something needs to be done about it. And Bill Barr sitting there with John Durham giving us such, you know, low-hanging stuff like Kleinsmith is not going to cut it. And so Barr is going to need to make big, bold actions to rectify this before the election, because if he doesn't do anything until the election, then he is a traitor because he wasn't there for us. So I'm saying that that was a call out. The other thing, too, is that let's say, you know, the AIM audience, you know a lot about what's going on because you've been following us for a few years. Well, Trump knows all this. Plus, he knows even more because he has even greater intelligence sources that he can access. So if you know all of this and he knows all of this, don't you know that there is going to be fireworks on November 4th that are going to make what we saw yesterday paltry? It is going to be shock and awe, because I don't think the swamp understands how deeply we know about them. It's not just senior executive service and those thugs that we're trying to take him down at the local level right there in D.C. This walks itself all the way back to the British Empire and what they've been trying to do to us for 200 years in order to take over the planet. I mean, it's global. It's big. And you have to have the capacity for big, bold ideas to be able to see what's really going on. And thank goodness Donald Trump and Melania Trump, let's not forget that beautiful woman, walking down those steps in her bright green dress. We're looking at this going, oh my gosh, what is that green, that color? I mean, it wasn't really flattering, but a little red belt. And immediately comes to mind Pepe the Frog. For those of you that follow us, you'll know exactly what we're talking about. And I put a little meme on the cat report that you saw where people picked that up immediately. They saw that she is their hero and that she stands next to Trump as an equal. It was just a glorious moment. And for women all over the world, because our whole culture, that's what we write about. The Gabriels have written many books about this, is that the reason that we're kind of lopsided is because we keep degrading women in all kinds of ways. And I'm not talking about the shallow areas of job opportunities. I'm talking about in a way that's co-equal with our male partners so that we can create an even more dynamic and beautiful world.
Well, you put on the Cat Report today a beautiful prophecy that in 2011, prophesied exactly what Trump has done, not what he's going to do, nothing, what he has done. And right after that, it prophesies what seems to be a beautiful description of Melania. So there's so much going on with the symbolism. So for Pepe, who we happen to know, and is a person who, by the way, was part of the original Q team. I guess I've never said that, have I? The Pepe that we know personally and have met, some of the Conclave members, and had completely checked out, was one of the original members of Q. As a matter of fact, he was the person who said that they should follow us and follow what we were teaching. And so there was no Q last night because Q's out. Trump can't be associated with Q because the mainstream media has associated Q with a few nutcases who were violent. So, you know, so Q is out, but Pepe is in. And what did they do? Oh, Ave Maria. Hello. Okay, first off, what was the first song that triggered me? Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen? That's a Jewish song singing about David and Bathsheba. Holy Lord.
Oh, yes, my gosh. And he said God a few times. He called out God for assistance. So we know that we are a nation of God.
And there are many verses they could have chosen, but they chose the first and usually the third or fourth, what's called third or fourth. They should have chosen the last verse. Of course, I was expecting that because that was the resolution of the song without getting into all the Hebrew details of David seeing Bathsheba bathing in, naked in the moonlight and falling for her. And then she, this. You read the story, read the lyrics of Hallelujah, and you'll say, whoa, why? Because it's Jewish. And it says Hallelujah. And remember, Hallelujah, right in the song, it says, was David's song, David, King David, that calmed Saul with the magic phrase and musical intonation of Hallelujah. Then came Ave Maria. I almost passed out. I said, Lord, you got the number one cover song in history, Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen. Now you're going to do Ave Maria? That will make every Catholic in the audience cry and vote for you. So, and then what did you do? Instead of having a flyover of jets, you had the biggest fireworks I've ever seen on out there around the Washington Monument. And it was in the backyard. Now, let me explain something. This is absolutely critical and funny, and it shows how the demon rats work against themselves because they're all trying to attack Trump, but they don't have a plan. So as they come out with their individual attack of Trump, and I always say he's in the ring one-on-one. He's knocked everyone out one-on-one. You get in the ring with Trump, you lose. So they got in the ring and said, no, you can't really have your convention in our state because I'm a demon rat and I'm going to prevent it. And Trump says, well, no, maybe we should, you know, maybe we consider other places. We could, maybe we can go to a non-Democrat city and, you know, have our convention and do it properly. What, not the way that the demon rats did their convention. So what does he do after he gets rejected? I think it could have been that maybe from the beginning he knew it all along. In Washington, D.C., this is the way that it works. The mayor of Washington, D.C. is an insane person. She should be examined for her mental health because of the insane things she's done. But anyway, she says even babies outside have to wear the masks. She says that there's, I forget, she's changed the amount, but the amounts can go up into thousands of dollars for any violation thereof, and that everyone is subject to this, and that it's going to be enforced, and she's going to, in a militant way, enforce it. what no one seems to talk about except us, is the law that there is an go look at the law. I went to look at the law. I didn't think it was legal. So her statement says any politicians working in Washington, D.C. are exempt from wearing a mask. So Trump has a big bash in his backyard of the White House, and people don't have to wear masks because they're politicians. And so he got to send a message to the rest of the world. It's a lie. It's a big, fat, friggin' lie. And anyway, the masks don't help. So who did you see wearing masks? People who weren't politicians. But everybody else, to a person almost, did not have a mask on because if they're smart, they've already taken their hydroxychloroquine and their zinc, as we and others, Trump has done, so that you basically have treated yourself for this before you would even be exposed to it. But anyway, it was genius for him to do it in his backyard.
Well, before we get too far down the road, so we had this symbolic dress, a Pepe dress that she wore. And then the day before, when she was doing the more calming one, you know, that you talked about, she had a warrior outfit on. It looked like a military uniform. It was very tasteful and stylish and looked beautiful on Melania. But we saw the symbolism there. I believe even in that speech, she may even use the word warrior. I can't recall it, but I think she did. And she is sending a symbol out to us that she understands that we are in a war, but it's a war that not everybody can see because it is that invisible enemy. And that invisible enemy is going to be very difficult for folks to really grasp when it comes out who our enemy has been all along. And so I think we're going to be looking for that calming way that Melania has to help educate folks to what's going on. And I love the symbolism of that. And I also love the symbolism of the fireworks because I felt it was real shock and awe. Now, that happened, remembered, when they were firing everything off in the Middle East that time. We were all glued to CNN and they called it shock and awe. President Trump, we need some shock and awe and we need some winning. And I know why we haven't won. It's because the globalists have been playing us all along and they're all bankers' wars. But ever since Vietnam, we never win anymore. Nothing. And you begin to wonder, does our military even know how to win anything? I mean, do we? But of course we do. And President Trump, we're counting on you, sir, that as soon as you win that election in a big, bad way, please, please, please bring on fireworks. It'll be so amazing. And they'll take down the swamp. Take them down all at once. Give us a show. Show us again how to win.
Absolutely. 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 And you know what was beautiful? No other politician, because he's not a politician, has ever said this, and it should have been the first thing ever said. Oh, Black Lives Matter? How about the 66 million babies who have been aborted, 65% of them being Black because they were targeted by the Planned Parenthood organization who gave out false pills, birth control pills, so babies would be born, so they would have more babies to harvest. And Trump didn't mention that, but Trump did mention the following. He said, after characterizing what's going on and that our police and law enforcement, the overwhelming majority was his words, the overwhelming majority, they're good, but there are, of course, bad, but there's bad in everything. And then what did he say? He said, look at all the rioting going on and the death and the burning and the anarchy. He called it anarchy, well, at least five or six times. And then he said the following, which I almost passed out. He said, how come no one is counting the over 1,000 Black lives that were taken by Blacks in this year alone? Oh, that hurt. Because at that point, what you become is not Black Lives Matter, but Black Lives Murder.
No, you become burn, loot, and murder.
Yes, absolutely. And it's just sad that an organization that should be considered domestic terrorists, just like Antifa, Trump said he was going to turn them into and declare them to be domestic terrorists. Have you noticed Antifa's backing off a bit? Black Lives Matter has moved to the fore. Remember, Black Lives Matter is directly controlled by Eric Holder and the Obama OFA. In other words, Obama's troops are trained in the Saul Alinsky tactics of anarchy, and they are paid by George Soros. And if you donate, it's going to go to Act Blue, which means 83% of it will go to the Democratic National Committee. So Black Lives Matter is an extension of the Democratic National Committee, and Obama's inability to have a peaceful transfer of power. He has yet to transfer the power. He is still attacking Trump. No president in history has ever done this before.
His army has infiltrated in our government. We've called it out. It's called Senior Executive Service. We've identified those, was it 30,000 he was bragging about, foot soldiers he would have out? And that's what you're seeing with the Black Lives Matter right there. So there has been no peaceful transfer of power. And we keep saying, and we'll continue to say, that until that's done, President Trump is a war president. He's working through a transition process to get America back into the hands of Americans and out of British control. And once that coup is put down, then we would like to see him take his vow again and begin his first day of his actual term.
Yes, Valerie Jarrett and Eric Holder are running OFA out of a bunker, which is a $4.5 million bunker that we spent $1 million securing, though that we got to see the Obamas walking in that building, in that home, in D.C. once. And then we hear that their children stay there with Valerie Jarrett, but they don't stay there. And then we never see them again, and we've never seen the children again. And every time you see the Obamas, where are they? They're in places where crimes go on. They're in places where pedophilia goes on legally. They're in places where there's no extradition. They're in the weirdest places. And when Obama speaks, up until recently, it was secret, and he wouldn't even allow anyone to record it. This man, OFA, Organizing for Action, that was his previous campaign group, right? It transferred all of the George Soros money left over into OFA, and OFA, I call it Organizing for Anarchy, because OFA is, in fact, the anarchists. We are, and here's the deal. The Democrats tell every single angry person in America that whatever they believe, the Democrats are going to allow. Not only are they going to allow it, they're going to make it law, and they're going to make every single, I hate to use disparaging terms, but every single weird ideology, every single personal obsession, every single straying from, well, first off, these people think we have a democracy instead of a constitutional republic. So they think that the democracy mob rule works. So if they yell loud enough that I want to be able, here's a perfect one. A Democrat just cut his ears off so that the horns in his head would make him look more like a skull and like Satan. Okay? Well, that person is protected by Nancy Pelosi. Nancy will go out of her way to invite them in. Maxine, well, she has whole groups of these people that she preaches to in California, but she never goes to California because why? It's overrun with the illegal aliens that her and Gavin Newsom, her nephew, and all of the rest of the Democrats in California beg these people to come in and offer them things they don't offer citizens. Full insurance without any copays for illegal aliens? This is insanity. Complete medical costs, completely paid for. Not only when an illegal alien goes to a school, they don't only get free education. If they are, even look like they're homeless, they get free clothes, free food, free everything. They'll be given a place to live and paid for an illegal alien.
This whole cancel culture movement is really a devolution of America and of humanity. And this is why you come up with these people who destroy their human presence by cutting off their ears and putting horns in their head and all that stuff you see. See, that's not the evolution of the human being. And that is culture being collapsed. And what Trump showed us with that beautiful opera singer, Christopher Macchio, was let's bring culture back. I mean, you didn't see some half-naked woman up there showing her dancing on a pole. That's what the Democrats would have done. I mean, they had this man in some funky outfit, and that was he was singing and dancing. It was just awful. What does Trump have? He has a tenor of an amazing quality. At first, we had to look up because we thought it was, you know, one of the famous Italian ones, but it wasn't. And there he is singing Italian in Italian. He's going to bring culture and a renaissance and beauty to America like we've never seen before.
Boy, that's a fact. And what is Biden bringing? And what he's bringing? AOC's Green New Deal insanity. He's bringing no borders. Matter of fact, knock down the wall that we just built. They'll spend billions on anything else. They'll give more. They gave more billions to Jordan to build a wall than the Democrats gave to America to build a wall. And so Trump was basically saying, you got a choice. Here it is. And he listed the Biden cancel culture list, which was, you know, the wall, all rights, lawlessness, get rid of the police, get rid of everyone except the Democrats who are out.
Tear down the wall, let the immigrants come in with free health care.
Yeah. Can you imagine? So Trump painted the planks in the platform for the Democrats, which they never did because they just talked about it. And basically they glorified these actions and calling it peaceful protest, which they are not. And they never once addressed the violence in their convention. And so Trump addressed the violence by bringing in those police officers, black police officers, who had been murdered by other blacks, if you look into the history of these things, right? And he's basically saying, how come only the lives of people who are on fentanyl should be... one of these people recently had so much fentanyl in their system, they should have been dead. Oh, but they weren't, because they were on an equal amount of amphetamines to stay high, as well as a massive amount of alcohol and a massive and also marijuana and other drugs. And that's the person who's going to be the hero of the Democrat Party.
Look, I want to go back to the fireworks, because as I was watching them, I was imagining all those senior executive service people, you know, Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe and Lisa Page, and all of them in their suburban homes around Washington. How could they not have heard and seen that? That was a symbol of Big Daddy's here. And he's winning the day. And I wonder what they were thinking. Do you think Lisa Page was having one of her existential experiences, or was that Comey?
That was both of them. I think both of them, because they like to use philosophical terms to prove that they're smart. When Comey's one of the dumbest people I've ever heard of in history, the things he did, 28 crimes of treason that he didn't even attempt to cover his trail on. And Lisa... Lisa, you come out and you want to act as if you're moral, or as if you have a right to say that you shouldn't be looked at or scrutinized for your attacks on Trump, the coup d'etat, which we have all the proof of. But Barr doesn't seem to be able to find any of it. He's appointed someone to ignore it. So what are we really seeing here? We're seeing lawlessness versus the rule of law. And they can't take that. Matter of fact, after the White House incredible experience at the end of their convention, a number of politicians, including Rand Paul, had 100 Black Lives Matter demonstrators threaten their life. And had it not been for the police, Rand Paul said in his own words that he believed that he would have lost his life. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about Black Lives Matter, who is still not a criminal organization, supported by money stolen with no taxes by George Soros. Stole that money from the stock market, no taxes, turns around, gives it back to his organizations, gives it to Obama and OFA, and gives it to all these other organizations. We can list all of them, Antifa included. Matter of fact, George Soros, it was his idea to bring Antifa over to America. And why? Because you can literally read him saying, first, we find the leverage point, and the leverage point will be when we think that the police have done something wrong to a black person. Doesn't matter whether it's a black policeman, white policeman, Chinese policeman, female policeman, doesn't matter. As long as the supposed victim, who is in fact a criminal, a matter of fact, a serial criminal in most of these cases. Oh, by the way, they were yelling at Rand Paul, say Breonna Taylor, say it, or we're going to kill you. Say Breonna Taylor, or we're going to kill you. Okay? Well, first off, none of those people have obviously looked into the case of Breonna Taylor. No one has obviously looked into the case of George Floyd or the recent Jacob Blake. Because if they did, they would see that, yes, the police were too rough. But they were going against known criminals. And in in the case of Breonna Taylor, let's remember the police were shot at first. So we're going to kill Rand Paul over the fact that the police shot back at Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, who was in the bed and shot at them after the police said, "This is the police." And it was a no-knock warrant. So they knocked the door down. Okay, now who pulls their gun out and starts firing at the police when they have just used a ram to knock their door open? Only a guilty person. And so, yes, there's police brutality. But right now we're seeing Democrat brutality. And it is the worst that I've ever seen in my life. And they want to make it look like a civil war. But remember, in 2016, do not forget that Obama, Loretta Lynch, what's that skinny guy's name? The one who called for every city to go be on fire, and Obama appointed him as his race relation counselor. You know who I'm Sharpton. Al Sharpton demanded, I'm going to have to back away from the microphone, demanded that every city in America be on fire. And Obama said yes. And then Loretta Lynch said there's going to have to be blood in the streets. This was for the Hillary. This was so that they could cause so much confusion that you wouldn't notice. We're not supposed to notice that the Democrat Party is the one who've killed more blacks than anybody, who wouldn't let blacks have the vote, who wouldn't let women have the vote, who in every way are the racists, who in every way, the Democrats went down and took out entire groups of blacks from who had been duly elected in Mississippi, in Alabama, and other places, and murdered them on the state capitol lawn. All Democrats, not one Republican. Remember, the Republicans were the party of Abraham Lincoln that created freedom for the slaves. The Democrat Party has nothing that they can say that they have done that is good. They try to do social appeasement through their propaganda to say that they always support every single person, no matter how weird they are. And so who do they get? They get the illegal aliens, all 22 million of them, 11 million of them, registered with the IRS and paying taxes and receiving tax refunds, and yet we don't deport them because of Obama writing a presidential order, which it wasn't an executive order, but he demanded that Homeland Security not deport what he called DACA. There was no DACA. They're illegal aliens, and their children aren't anchor babies. And so what Trump characterized last night was, you can have socialism, and it's going to become every city. Every city in America is going to be Portland. He said this. You can have the socialism of Joe Biden, who it's not going to be Joe Biden. And remember, he said this like four times. He says, it's not going to be Joe Biden. It's going to be Joe Biden's group, his influence group. AOC and Ilhan Omar and the people who are influencing him. These aren't socialists.
Are you kidding? They are so out of touch. They're running an illegal alien as the vice president. There's no way around it. This woman has not given us any citizenship papers at all. And patriots around the country are not going to let this slide like John Roberts did with Obama's birth certificate.
Trump said it over and over and over. It's not going to be Biden. It's going to be Kamala Harris. You can't get a worse person. I don't think anybody in D.C. would say that she is not the most vile. Well, no,
I don't care.
A couple others who
I don't care
who, are equal.
Who she's like as a person. It doesn't matter. She's not eligible to hold the office. So if the Democrats want to run a donkey and a rabbit, fine. But in the end, they're not eligible, so they can't step in and hold the office. So Trump will keep it. And we have to be firm on this. She is not eligible for the office. And in fact, she may not even be a United States citizen. And we demand that immigration look at this. This is a grave situation. This is direct foreign interference in our election. Mike Pompeo, who asked for evidence that there was foreign interference. Oh, yeah, that's right. And citizens are supposed to give that information to his gal that he put in charge, who was a senior executive service person. No, thank you. I'm making it public. I'm making a public statement. I want her investigated as to the status of her citizenship in the United States. And if she is not a U.S. citizen and she is committing this kind of foreign interference in our election, she needs to be arrested. And I don't care what it looks like. Somebody's got to make a big, bold statement. Somebody has to make that first move.
If they won't arrest Ilhan Omar for her immigration crimes, they're not going to arrest anybody, because why? Lawlessness. We have sunk down to the lowest common denominator of demon rat lawlessness, so that it doesn't matter that Obama was not a citizen. It doesn't matter that Obama was an Indonesian, not Kenyan. It doesn't matter that Obama's mother and his grandfather and grandmother were all CIA agents working for the East-West Institute in Hawaii. It doesn't matter that Obama was completely fake. Lawlessness now rules. If it's a Democrat, then it's going to be Bill Clinton who gets impeached, gets his law license retracted, and then runs and wins again. And then after that, creates the worst presidential library scam in human history, which merged dozens of Clinton foundations with his with donations so that it could run under a charity, because most of those foundations are not legal charities. And so what do? They merge it all together, and then they continue. They continue. She runs. She's the Secretary of State. She broke the emolument clause 125 times that we know of. The amount of money she was given is far beyond anybody wants to actually admit. But we know $145 million was given just for her Uranium One, ignoring her CFIUS duties, saying that she didn't even know Uranium One was going down. Her husband got $200 million for doing it. Please, we are looking at full-on criminal families, mafias, cabals, global cabals, all working to take over the sovereignty of America. They're all fighting each other, and they're all Democrats, by the way. There are some, the Republicans, we've pointed them out, the Bush family, who goes back to the Harriman family, Averill Harriman and Brown Brothers, and that's a British connection. So anyway, the point is, the lawlessness, the criminality going on with the Democrat Party has lost them the election, and it's going to lose them the House, and the Republicans will retain the Senate, and Trump, the first day of his second term, is going to fully implement what we gave him as the 12-point plan that would bring, that would win the second American Revolution and bring back our true constitutional republic. And he has already acted on all 12 of those points. He just, and he's already said he's going to do all kinds of amazing things. He's probably going to drop that the FICA tax. He knows that the U.S. Treasury, notice nobody says a word about the money of $27 trillion we now supposedly owe the Fed. And on their asset, on their balance sheets, last I heard they were $10 trillion in debt, and they've never been in debt like that before. So it's $37 trillion in debt. And it doesn't matter, because we rule the world. Sorry, Kissinger, China doesn't rule the world anymore. Sorry, Hillary, who's the Walmart, you know, on the Walmart board for the Walton family. Largest pay that anyone has ever received for being on a board, and also percentages, and a bill to Clinton. And so what we saw is Trump came in and he says, no. These trade deals, if they're not illegal, they should be. They're so stupid. It looks as if they could be illegal because they're giving away our sovereignty. It looks as if these attacks on me, and he said, don't forget, they spied on me and they got caught. And then he says, but what's going to happen? We're going to have to wait and see, because he knows it's DC. Nothing's going to happen. They're spying on him this time. They've tried to squelch him. They've tried to stop free speech. They've tried to censor him. They've shut down so many conservative Republican Trump supporting sites. You can't count all of them. It's absolute insanity. It can't get any worse than George Soros and the Atlantic Council bringing over their fact checkers that got rid of complete freedom of speech in Europe and Britain and the European Union. That's here now. That's in Facebook. That's in Google. That's in Twitter. That's in all of them. It's not even a human checking it anymore. And they put in the words they don't like. And if it comes up, then you are going to be squelched automatically by a robo command. We already see it. It's everywhere. So Trump, what do we got going now? What we told you. How is he going after them? He doesn't need them. He's going to win anyway. And right now, after 2 8-hour sessions with Mark of the Zucker Beast, one of the stupidest people in history, right up there with Elon Musk and the other, you know, fake, supposedly cyber wonder boys that we have, this complete insanity. They're going to charge him with antitrust. They're going to, but they're not going to break it apart. And what is going to kill them? The apps that they've stolen. And as soon as they get Facebook, they got Apple, they got Microsoft, they got Google.
Don't forget Jack Dorsey on Twitter. Do you know that during President Trump's speech that he was being censored on Twitter? But Jack is just begging, please throw us overboard, because they need it to be broken up so that they can make all their money through the monopolies breaking up. But I think that they may be getting very concerned that Trump is not moving against them right now. And maybe they're thinking, did the leader people get to Donald Trump? And he's going to pay the leader bill, the outstanding bill, and take care of that theft by creating a master license that the people will hold through the executive office. And this master license then can be doled out to social media, to anything. If you log on and on a computer, if you log on, you're using Michael McKibben's and leaders technologies, base technology. And that was what was stolen from him and his company. And so if Trump, through the executive office, pays off that bill and re-enters into a master license, then he can tell Jack Dorsey, you can't operate, darling, unless you sign this agreement, you know? And we have a thing about the First Amendment that you need to follow, or you can't have Twitter.
The Atlantic Council's fact checkers, which you just referenced, Joe Biden to Nancy Pelosi says, no, there's going to be no debate. There's going to be no debate. No debates. No debates. No. Why? Because we know that Joe Biden is senile. He probably in the early stages of Alzheimer's, we know he's had brain aneurysms. He's got heart problems and he's an idiot and he can't open his mouth without sticking his foot in it. So Pelosi says, no debate, no debate, no debate. Well, yesterday, oh yeah, yesterday, Biden came out punching. I'm going to debate him. And what did he say in the same exact phrase? And I'm going to have, and put in parentheses, George Soros Atlantic Council's fact checkers. He says, I'm going to have the fact checkers real-time fact checking all the lies that Trump is going to say. Now, no one has ever, ever, ever censored Joe Biden on any network, any social media, anything, and all of the lies and the insanity that he's done. No, it never comes to the surface. Can't be allowed. There will be no fact checkers on Biden. Because if you did, every word out of his mouth is a lie. And he knows it. And that's why he's such a fantastic plagiarist. That's why
Biden doesn't know anything. No. The guy is demented.
So he's going to have the fact checkers lifetime stating that everything Trump says is a lie. That's the only way he will go on. And he's going to have, just like Hillary Clinton, he's going to have the little thing in his ear. And he's going to be told what to say. And the questions will be canned for him, just like they were in these. Even when he has canned questions, he can't handle them.
But Trump has asked for drug tests before. He said it's like a prize fight. We both of us need to take a drug test. And I agree, because Joe looked he looked a lot better in his last speech at the DNC. And you wondered, is that some kind of CGI going on, or did they give him a boost of adrenochrome or some other kind of drug to perk him up? And I want to know if he is drugging.
Well, as I've said, if you do any business with China, they poison you. And if you don't do what they say, they don't give you the antidote. Look at Hillary now. Hillary has gained at least 30, 40 years in her appearance just in the last few months. How is that possible? Well, when they do the drug check on Joe Biden, this is what they're going to find. He's on Alzheimer's medicine. He's on blood thinner for that aneurysm in his brain. He's on nitroglycerin for his heart. He's on probably mood stabilizers. He's going to be on every drug known to mankind. Why? Because
probably a little cocaine in there.
Well,
too,
no, he's got to have cocaine, because Hunter Biden has a cloud of cocaine that goes around him. So if he stood next to Hunter Biden for more than a second, he's got cocaine in his bloodstream. And you know, Hunter Biden got to speak. And I heard people saying it was great that Hunter Biden got to speak. And he spoke on morality. He spoke on morality. I love it. Hunter Biden, the guy who married his sister, Don't even get me started. Hunter Biden is such a lowlife. I could go on all day long.
That's how out of touch they are. Well, darling, let's wrap this up. Any parting words for us?
Well, I think that that prediction is absolutely, it gives you chills because I've never heard anybody predict Trump.
And you're talking about the one with Clement.
Yeah.
That he did in March 2011. And for folks that watch the Cat Report, you would have already seen that.
And he's basically predicting Donald and Melania. And as far as I can tell, I've never seen such a prediction so accurate. No one could have ever predicted that Trump was going to do what he was going to do. They had predicted that a candidate could arise who, if they address certain topics, would be perhaps accepted and he could even become president. But the other things he's done, oh, no, that's all Trump. And you can't predict that. You can't predict what he's going to do. For instance, right now, what did he just do? He didn't say most of the stuff he's doing, okay? He's breaking up the CDC and the National Institute of Health. He's already completely thrown the World Health Organization into the toilet where it belongs. And recently he said the statistics from the CDC are all wrong. And then what happened? The CDC started freaking out. And the CDC said, asymptomatic people can't pass it to other people. Then 2 days later, no, we don't know that. We made a mistake. Every single speck of advice that they've given has reversed. Fauci himself has changed his opinion 17 times now, and he got a big polyp on his throat for so many lies. You can't attack Trump because he's attacking Trump. This is an attack on Trump, and Fauci is the leader of this attack. That little pipsqueak imbecile who helped create AIDS, who lies to us saying vaccines will help, who are killing people through vaccines. That little pipsqueak who is nothing more than the pawn of the pharmaceutical companies, he's out. Trump got him out. And Redfield is so nervous, I think he's getting ready to jump. And what's the other guy's name? Francis Collins, the head of the NIH. Why did he never say a word during all of this? Why did he let his subordinate Fauci run the whole show? Because he thought he'd come out unscathed. Now, oh no, Templeton has just given him an award for doing what he's done. He got a $1.1 million for taking us into this pandemic. This is the way they pay you off, through awards. SES pays awards, $35,000, 35% of your yearly income, whatever. Huge amounts of money are given as awards. Fauci has received so many awards, it's absurd. What is that? Pharmaceutical payoffs. Trump has brought pharma. He just said, you know, and now I'm taking on the pharmaceutical company. Nobody's ever done it before. It's not easy. And he in the speech last night, he's basically saying, this is huge, man. And he says, and people don't understand this. We were being given the worst prices for pharmaceutical drugs. You could go to Africa and buy them. The AIDS drugs go for $10 a piece. In America, they used to go for $2,500 a piece. So he said, we get favored nation status for all pharmaceuticals. So whatever the cheapest price, they sell it to anybody in the world. That's what they have to sell it to Americans. Folks, there is nothing in your life that Trump hasn't changed and will not change for the better if he's reelected. That's just a fact.